Sway in the morning on Shade 45.
One of my favorite trips that I took without you is I went to Rome by myself. Actually, I took Nacho. Nacho and I went to Rome together, which is really kind of funny.
Lads on tour.
We were on tour. And I went there for one specific reason, which was just to kind of live like a local. And every day I ran along the Tiber River, go back, take a shower. And then it was a 7-minute walk to the school, La Scuola di Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo
da Vinci.
You've been in Hollywood too long.
That's amazing. Leo DiCaprio has his own Italian language school now in Rome. DiCaprio da Vinci. And I went to class every day for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours.
Which is crazy.
And I still can't speak any of the language.
Bobby and Sophie Flay. Heather, man, I think, Heather, I know I'm throwing this on you, but I know you're a big, you know, supporter of this man and have been for quite some time. Can you do the introduction just the way you know him?
Okay, well, here's what's crazy about this. I have the utmost and absolute respect for this man, and I'll tell you why. Long story short, I will never forget, it was about 11, 12 years ago, I was laying in bed and I was watching television, the Food Network, and an episode of Beat Bobby Flay was on. And I watched the television. I'm like, who's this black woman going up against Bobby Flay? And they broke it all down. This woman named Melba from Harlem and blah, 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 blah. And they did a chicken and waffle competition. And I was like, wow, there's a woman named Melba in Harlem. I need to go find this place and work in this place. A year later, as a birthday gift, my best friend, Suzette, gives me a gift for mixology school to go get my mixology license. And I ended up, because of this episode, hunting down this woman named Melba and bartending at Melba's in Harlem, all because of this episode that I saw a Bobby Flay beat Bobby Flay. And it was amazing. I worked there for almost 2 years, and I waited and waited for the day for him to return back into Melba's restaurant in Harlem on 114th and Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It never happened while I was there, but lo and behold, we fast forward 11 years later, and he is here, the Sway in the Morning Show. Welcome to one and only, the reason why I ended up in Melba's behind the bar slinging sangria and making Hennessy drinks, the one and only Bobby Flay.
Hey, Bobby. Oh, man. That's the most amazing introduction I've ever gotten by a lot.
And a true story, Bobby.
One of one.
That was cool. I will tell you, first of all, I love Melba so much, and she's done so much for the city over the last year and a half, you know, as we've been in this crisis for, you know, in the restaurant business, et cetera. And you see her on TV constantly, you know, talking to the politicians and getting people to pay attention. And I actually did go to Melba's last year, so I missed your stint. Melba and I have been friends for a long time. She still does beat Bobby Flay, you know, when we shoot it. She's always coming on as a judge, and, you know, she's the loveliest person. I'm glad that you had a really good experience working there.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. That's awesome. Of course.
Shout out to Melba's. Come on, man. We got Bobby Flay on the air, 888-742-3345. This new book, Beat Bobby Flay, is out October the 5th. Available for pre-order right now. Bobby, this is Sway, man. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. I'm so happy to be on the show. I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm always listening to my car, you know, when I'm going, you know, going down the highway. It's really a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, aww, man. Come, man. Pleasure is ours, bro. I love what you do. It's so fun. I love hearing I have a daughter, Bobby. My daughter's 23 now, and we got a chance to work early in the quarantine together. We've done other things where she just kind of attended things I did, but we actually did a kind of like of an Instagram live segment we used to call Bedroom Bars, where when everybody was locked indoors, they could hit our Instagram live, and if they wanted to do some verses or perform, they would do it with my daughter and I. It was one of the most gratifying feelings I ever had. It allowed me to kind of step back and just follow her lead and put her in the spotlight. And I know you guys do the Always Hungry podcast. You're always doing it with your daughter. And so, and not even that comment she made, you've been in Hollywood too long, you know, in that little clip.
Well, actually, You know, it's really funny because my daughter's 25, so you know they're in the same age range. And my daughter went to school out in California, and then she stayed there, and she's working as a she's a broadcast journalist on ABC out in LA. So
wow.
So when the quarantine hit, I was lucky enough to be out in Los Angeles, and so I just stayed there because I was like, well, I have one kid. Here she is. You know, everything's locked down. And so I'm just going to hang out in Los Angeles. So where I was hanging out in L.A., and like what you said was, it gave me an amazing opportunity to spend even more time with her. And it's one of those things where, like, you know, everybody was cooking at home, eating at home, and it gave you a really good chance. If you were lucky enough to have, you know, some or all of your family around, it got everybody back to the table, like in the old school days where you actually sat around the table and had conversations. Mm. And it was really, obviously a lot of bad things about this pandemic, but in the silver lining department, that was definitely one of them for us. I mean, we got to spend so much time, and we got to talk about, you know, all the things that were going on in the world, you know, around our table, which to me is the most important place to do it.
Did you feel like you got to know your daughter better during that time?
Yeah, absolutely. And vice versa, you know, it was just, you know, it's like one of those things, especially when you're, listen, I live in New York mostly. She lives in L.A. most of the time, and we cross over somewhat. But when you're locked in and you can't go and you have to look each other in the face, you get to really discover a lot about each other in the very best way.
And yourself, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. You learned.
I was cooking my ass off because every hour or so she'd be like, "What's next?" So
I love it, man.
just get it going. Yeah, but so yeah, thanks. I really appreciate you guys having me on. I'm really proud of this book. You know, we've done I've done over 500 episodes of Beat Bobby Flay. Got to have you on. You got to come and hang out with us.
I would love to. Yo, Heather, you about to do Beat Bobby Flay?
No, yeah, I can't. Oh, well, please.
What? Bobby said he'll love that.
First of all, Bobby Flay, the reason why he's so G is because he's like mad humble when he's talking and like a hangout dude. I've seen you walking around Sirius XM like a regular person. I was way too afraid to like walk up to you and say anything. And that you've been super humble, because what happens is that you let your guard down because he's so cool, and then you get in the kitchen and you get your ass kicked. I'm not trying to do that. I know how these magicians work, Sway. I'll come hang out. I'll do all that. I'll be a judge. But man, getting in that kitchen, I'm just coming to learn, man.
You can just come on and judge. This way you don't have anything. You have nothing to lose.
Okay, Bobby, we're going to follow up on that, Bobby. Heather B. could be a judge on beating Bobby Flay. Y'all heard it
that
first.
That would be amazing.
You hear that, Tracy? Come on.
I actually had a question for Bobby, though, too, because Sonny and I talk a lot. And we just kick it. We've known each other for a long time, since her radio days, actually.
Sure.
But she says that you're a hip hop head. Cause I called, I was like, yo, Bobby was here, and I was scared to say something. He was doing like a test run. And she's like, yo, he's a hip hop head. Are you kidding me? Like, why you ain't saying nothing to him? That's crazy. So who are you listening to right now, Bobby?
I'm very old school. Like I listen to, you know, Tupac and, you know, and Snoop and, you know, like I like Nicki.
Dope.
You know, I'm an old school guy.
Okay.
Dope.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. I see you like street. You like, you know, more street. Snoop, Tupac, you like that street rap, huh? Bobby Flay said, I like Nicki. You know, he liked them MCs that's going to chop your neck off.
That's how they roll in that kitchen, Sway.
Exactly. Keyword chop.
Chop, yeah.
Bobby, I'm curious. This is Tracy. I'm so glad that you're a part of the show right now, Bobby. For those who either want to become professional chefs or even, you know, just at home cooks, how important is it for those folks to understand wine pairings as well when it comes to their food?
Well, it's a great question. I can tell you one thing. It makes it a lot more fun. That's for sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, the thing about wine is that there's so much to know about wine that no one could ever know everything. And that's the really kind of nice thing about wine, which is that all you have to know is what you like. And the only way to do that is to start drinking a bunch. And so, you know, and that's when I've taken wine classes. Like when I was younger, I took a bunch of wine classes to kind of learn like the basics of like, you know, the different grape varietals, like, you know, like in, so in white wine, you know, like this Chardonnay, this Sauvignon Blanc, those are probably the two biggest, you know, grape varietals. And then on the red side, you know, it's like Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot, Pinot Noir. And like, basically, if you understand the basics of those five varietals, you'll understand what you're looking for, and then you can mix it up. Like, you know, the classic idea is that you eat, like when you're eating fish, that you eat white wine. But that doesn't necessarily have to be true. If you like red wine and you want to drink red wine with fish, you can eat. You know, you can drink something like a little bit lighter, like Pinot Noir, and vice versa. And so, but wine isn't like, for me, wine's an important part of, you know, of having a nice meal. Like, whenever I'm making dinner at home, I'm always going to pour a glass of wine and share it, you know, with my crew, because I just think it kind of goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Flay is here. We're talking about his new book. I keep saying it because I want you all to pre-order. Be Bobby Flay. What's in the book that we're going to learn? Because all of us watch your shows and we follow you. And what's in the book that we're going to learn that we don't know?
I mean, I do little things like, you know, my job on Beat Bobby Flay is to be able to cook the dishes of the signature dishes of the chef that challenges me. And so, you know, I come up with little things that are key. So if somebody comes up and says, you know, I'm gonna do a dish and then like, let's say it involves rice or paella or something like that. Like, the thing that I like to do is I bring texture to the food. So my rice might be like, you know, perfectly cooked and well seasoned, but I might actually take the rice after I cooked it, put it in a cast iron pan, and get it a little crusty on the bottom, so you have that crispy, crusty rice and the fluffy rice at the same time. That's the kind of stuff that gets the judges that gets the judges' attention, and they're looking for those contrast of textures. Let's put it this way: we want to eat things that are crispy and crunchy always. And so if you can add any of those little details to that, it makes a big difference.
When you say this and you're telling me these tactics, we hear a lot. Well, you hear a lot of people when they talk about food, you'll hear that they say that the ingredients we use in today's food are different than what we ate growing up. Right.
Yeah.
You always hear that all the time. Do you feel like there's any truth to that?
There is truth to that. And like, when you think about a vegetable like Brussels sprouts, right? Like, when I was a kid, my mother would, like, boil the Brussels sprouts to death, and they were awful, and, like, you didn't want to eat them, you know? And now, like, we take Brussels sprouts, and, like we take something that was, like, you know, not really well thought of, and then, you know, we treat them differently. We roast them. We mix them with, like, you know, toasted walnuts and pomegranates and, you know, like, all kinds of flavors to the game. And then that changes how you look at an ingredient. But, yeah, there's always, you know, I would say the ingredient list has evolved as time has gone on. Listen, when I was a kid, like, people didn't care about food in this country as much. You know, now, obviously, that's changed a lot, and it's good for everybody.
Bobby Flay is here. We got the lines are lit up. You mind taking some callers?
No, not at all.
All right, let's go to San Antonio. Jasmine is on the line. Grand Rising,
hey.
Jazz. How you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm talking to Bobby Flay. Bobby, you just don't know how in my household you are. We watch reruns on the Food Network all the time, me and my son. We make bets about if you're going to win or lose or not. And we love it when people bring foreign dishes and you sit there and act like you don't know how to cook it, and then you end up winning. Like, we just love watching you. You and Gianna, we just love you in our household.
Oh, that's so nice. I love hearing that. I mean, it's, you know, listen, I hear stories about like that all the time. Thanks for making that comment. You know, it's one of those things that families can really do a lot of. You know, it's like, listen, when I started cooking, you know, being a chef wasn't something that like people really thought about doing for a living. You know, like, as I was saying, like, food wasn't that important in this country. But now, like, food has become so important, and like, kids are really interested in it. I have kids like really young coming up to me all the time, like, you know, I'm a fan of your show, and like, that's, you know, that's completely changed over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years. And so I love hearing like that I'm infiltrating your household to get you to compete with your family. I love that.
All the time. I learned how to open garlic because of you. We used to try to peel garlic back layer by layer. We learned how to crack it open because of you.
Hey, listen, Sway, that's one of the things. It's like I always say that everything good starts with onions and garlic for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
That's true. And hey, Jasmine, what's your son's name?
His name is Bryson. He listens to you guys on the way to school. And Sway, my mom is Adele. She calls every chance she gets to talk to her, Sway.
Hey, that's my girl. Tell Adele.
Quit bothering Sway, Mom.
She not a bother. Tell your mom I love it and send her my love. And tell Bryson, too. Bobby Flay. Bobby, maybe you can say hi to her son and then she can hear it back on demand.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Bryson, how's it going? I look forward to I want you to come to Be Bobby Flay. Maybe you can be my assistant on the show at one point. I love that.
Ooh. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
Thank you guys so much. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great day.
You too. You're citizens. Citizens!
A Sway in the morning, baby!
Okay. Hey, we got Rebecca in New York on the line. Rebecca, Grand Risings.
Hey, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
I'm just wondering how I could get on Bobby Flay show and beat him.
What's your dish?
I make everything.
No. You got to come up with a signature dish. This is your moment.
Oh, okay. I make a hell of a potato salad with jerk chicken.
Ooh, I like that. Mm. I love jerk chicken. Jerk chicken is one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a question for you. When you're making the jerk chicken, do you use a dried spice rub on the chicken, or is it a wet spice rub?
I use either or.
Okay. She's not telling me what she's doing.
She ain't giving up.
She ain't giving up.
She's not giving it up. You want to give me a couple of ingredients in the jerk rub, or not? You don't want to do that either?
A couple ingredients.
You can't give them nothing, Rebecca? No secrets?
And you trying to get on his show. Girl, you better play the game.
He interviewing you, Rebecca.
Hey, you got to beat him, right? So you can't tell everything.
Listen, hey, Rebecca, let me tell you.
I like the fact that Rebecca was like, I make potato salad with a side of jerk chicken.
yeah, right? She makes jerk chicken with a side of potato salad.
Exactly.
Rebecca, how do people get chosen to be on the show?
Well, I mean, the production team, you know, scours the country, you know, far and wide. Most of the people are professional chefs because we want the heavy competition. And one of the reasons why I created the show is for two reasons. Number one, to hang out with my friends, and the other was so I could cook. But also, you know, I wanted to create a stage for people that might not have had it otherwise. And it gives them an opportunity to come in and show their wares. And actually, you were talking about Sonny Anderson before. She is the best person on that show. Like, I have Sonny Anderson on as many possible times as she's available because she gets that place going so strong. And it's you know, her energy is amazing. I love working with her.
She's divine.
She's
we
dope.
Love Sonny. Sonny is amazing, an amazing person, beautiful person. Bobby, when she leaped out on faith to go pursue the culinary realm, you know, she was a cemented, you know, valid, you know, respected, loved, and revered radio personality. And I remember when she made the pivot, you know, she jumped out on faith and look at her now. So that's indicative of who she is. A game changer, Sonny Anderson. We got Chris on the line from Arizona. Chris, you're the last caller, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, you there? Chris?
Yes.
There you go, Chris. Tell us your story. What's up, Chris? Grand Rise.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Tracy G, Heather
hey.
B, Bobby yes. Flay.
What up, baby?
Hey. Man, I used to watch Bobby Flay back on PBS. It was a show called Grilling and Chilling.
Oh, that was Food Network. That was so long, like you can't even remember what station it was on. That was like.
Out here in Arizona, it was on PBS. But either way, it's just an inspiration to me. I've been a chef nowadays 27 years.
Wow.
My place is called Merkin Vineyards. The owner of the place is Maynard James Keenan from Tool. And we get down. We make pasta.
Oh, nice.
And
what's your favorite dish over there?
Gnocchi.
Oh, okay.
Gnocchi with prosciutto sage cream sauce.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
You got to come on. Maybe you should come on my show and challenge me to that. Gnocchi is hard to make.
Hey, come on. Let's get down.
Okay. What's your secret?
I like to get down and bust up a little Anglinote for you.
Okay. Oh, Anglinote. Okay. He's bringing out all the stops here, Sway. I like that.
You see what he's doing right there, Bobby? He's showing off, this guy. And wait, I don't think y'all heard. Like, your restaurant is called what?
Merkin Vineyards. Merkin Vineyards Osteria.
Okay. And who from Tool? Is it Maynard? Is it Danny? Like, who's the Adam?
Maynard.
Who's the, Maynard's the Maynard, Maynard from that's his restaurant. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
Check it out. Merkin Vineyards Osteria. They call me Chef Smithers. And that's okay. What we do.
And Bobby
Chef
inspired
Smithers,
you.
AZ.
Yeah.
What's that?
Wait, Bobby, he's sounding very serious. He wants to come on. I can feel it.
I feel like it.
You know? Hey, I watch it and I always want to get down.
Okay. Daddy.
Well, either way, even today.
We're playing with fire.
We're going to reach out to you, Chef Smithers. We want to see what kind of game you got.
Okay. Hey,
Chef Smithers AZ.
If you get on there, can Maynard come on the show that episode too?
Sure.
Hey, you know how that goes.
Shit, he might want to come. All right. Hey,
might want to come.
Yep, Chef Smithers, congratulations on your success, brother. 27 years in the game, man. Salute to you. You're a citizen.
Sweet morning.
I want to ask you a question, and it's to celebrate the man, because he came on our show a numerous amount of times, and I even saw him outside of the show. What a wonderful person Anthony Bourdain was, his legacy, what he committed, you know, what he contributed, you know, to the culinary industry and the way he shot his shows. And the fact that, you know, a lot what led to his untimely demise had to do with stress and mental health and substance abuse within. And we see that a lot within the restaurant industry. Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it was like that, you know, mm-hmm. until we start hearing about Anthony Bourdain's story. Can you speak to that a little bit, Bobby Flay, on what you've seen and experienced and what you hope to see done?
I mean, look, the restaurant business has always been a very high stress business. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of hours. Sometimes the working environment can be tougher than it should be. And also, don't forget, it's a place where, you know, people, you know, like to partake in things like, you know, alcohol, et cetera, after work. And, you know, one thing can lead to the other. And sometimes it can just kind of get to you. I mean, listen, I have nothing but praise for the restaurant business. It's been good for my life. I dropped out of high school when I was in 10th grade, and I started cooking right away, and I've been doing it ever since. And mm-hmm. so I found it as a place, a respite for me. You know, for Anthony, you know, listen, we all knew Anthony Bourdain. He was He worked in the restaurant business. He was sort of like a journeyman chef, kind of went from restaurant to restaurant. Never made his name as a chef, so to speak, cooking. But then when he started writing, I mean, that's when the magic started happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, was such a great storyteller. And then was able to do that on TV, on CNN, et cetera. It was a really sad story. But, you know, unfortunately, his demons got to him.
Yeah.
You know, just but listen, I don't want to put a dark cloud on the restaurant business. It's an amazing business, and it's done, you know, great things for lots of people, but it can mm-hmm. be a very stressful place to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine programs can be, you know, implemented, you know, with young chefs and, you know, just in general, even working in the industry, like even maybe restaurants or, you know, can start addressing these issues, because I'm sure a lot of folks are going through it as everyday issues, right?
Hey, listen, you know, listen, you guys know this. Mental health is a part of every industry. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be a struggle no matter what you're doing. So, you know, that was just sort of shocking and unfortunate when that news came down.
Absolutely. I appreciate you sharing and talking with us about
facts.
It. Yeah, man, we love Anthony Bourdain. He used to come up and have a great time with us on the show, as mm-hmm. as you will too, Bobby Flay.
Absolutely. Hey, please have me back. This is so fun.
Absolutely, yes. Man. I got one favor, though, Bobby Flay.
Go right ahead.
And I don't ask a lot of favors, brother, but, you know, no pressure but pressure.
no pressure but pressure.
No pressure but pressure, man. Just you know, I would love for you, it'd mean a lot if you could go on Heather B's Instagram and check it out. And if you could follow her and maybe shoot her some, perhaps some constructive feedback, what you like about it. If it's something you think, hey, Heather, you might want to try this or, you know, if you could do that, man, it would mean a lot, man. And I ain't got to get a Christmas, birthday. I don't have to do none of that stuff.
You asking him a favor for you, but then you ain't got to get me a Christmas present?
Well, that's the favor right there.
How does that work, Bobby Flay?
Hey, so her Instagram is The Happy Hour.
I got it.
Good. WHB. All right. Yo, get my man Bobby Flay.
Nice.
Okay, and listen, I'm ordering the book today.
No pressure.
Citizens, you order the book today. Beat Bobby Flay. You can order it. It's available pre-order right now. All the citizens that are calling in, support that book. It's out October 5th, but get it today. Bobby Flay, absolute pleasure to have you on the show today.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. Take care, man. And see you soon. We're reaching out. All right. My man, Bobby Flay. Okay.
That was very much so.
Real good, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a feel-good guest. We got another feel-good guest, man, we wanted to have on.